Welcome to the sixth week of the Create program. I am so glad that you are creating, that you are showing up for yourself and being present. And I'm so pleased to be with you on this. I'm trying to avoid saying creative journey, and yet I can't, because it is a creative journey. It does involve some travel. It does involve some schlepping. And I am really glad to be schlepping with you on behalf of the Australian Writers Mentoring Program and the Create Program. So this week, we're going to be thinking about physicality. As I'm speaking to you today, it's a rainy day. I don't know whether you can hear the rain pouring down, but it has a physical impact. It makes me feel cozy. It makes me huddle in. It makes me want to anchor down with a pen, a paper, and a candle. Writing is physical. We write with our minds, of course, but we also write with our bodies. We recall pain, emotions, detail through the body. When we feel desire, we feel it first in the body. Hunger in the body. Now we understand that, but this is also true for sadness, for gladness, for anger, for hope. Feelings reside first in the body. So we invoke the body in our writing. And to do that, we need, as creators, to be present in the body. And sometimes writers forget about the body and try to live in the head. They try and evoke and imagine characters without getting physically engaged, try to dredge up story and scene and sentence while being static, as if they're talking heads, and I mean literally heads with no body. Today, this week, remember the body. Move your body this week. Put music on while you're writing. Wriggle as you type. Shift around, stand, sit, stretch. Or this week, get your old roller skates out and go for a spin. Find your nearest body of water. Put your head under. Dive in. This week, as you're writing and between your writing, wave your arms, make swan wings from them, or just stretch. You can go the full yoga pose, or just remember to tilt your head to the side. Feel the stretch in your neck. Now, look, I am aware that this sounds less like writing advice and more like Auntie Catherine's tips for wholesome living, especially when I add sluggish body, sluggish mind, children. But I promise you will feel more freedom with your words if you can live a little more freely in the vessel of your body. You will connect more with your characters, whether imagined or remembered, if you can enter them through physical recall. And you will need physical stamina for staying up all night drinking 10 cups of coffee. No, I'm joking. Please don't do that. Now, more precisely, this week, I would love you to step into someone else's shoes and take a walk in them, an actual walk. Now, that might be a character that you are thinking about. It might be someone you've observed. Perhaps it's your grandmother, or your father, or your sister, or yourself as a child. Choose the person or character. Now, this week, walk through the world as if you are that person. Find a moment in the week, and maybe more than one, to take a walk in the shoes of that character. So depending on your circumstances, you might just walk around the block, or you might catch a train to another part of town and walk some streets there, or go further afield to a coastal walk or a walk through nature. Or if you can, if you are able, connect the location with what you know or imagine about this person. Now, if you're writing someone historical, that might have its own challenges, but see if you can. And then consider, what does this person notice? What draws their eye? Are they appalled by the rubbish? Are they noticing the change in time, the change in rubbish, the change in the buildings? Do they stop and pick rubbish up? Do they clear things? Do they gather flowers or feathers? Do they follow the scent? Or do they call into cafes or shops? Do their legs or their backs hurt? Just this week, enjoy being in the skin, in the body of the other. Even if that other is you at a different time. This is the great and beautiful privilege of the imagination. We can be wherever we like, whenever we like, and we can be whoever we want. And I want to be with you on this, here it comes again, creative journey. I'm so glad you're here.